PolitiFact Virginia continues to check the facts in statements made by Virginia politicians and other public figures. It's an affiliate of PolitiFact.com at the national level and is a unit of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And joining us again this morning are Warren Fisk, the PolitiFact editor at the Times-Dispatch, and Wes Hester, a member of the PolitiFact staff. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you, Wayne?
All right. Warren, let me start with you on one of the recent items. It was a statement made by Kitty Boynton of the Virginia Education Association that, quote, teachers are working their third consecutive year, some longer than that, without salary increases. Now, you checked into that. Tell us what you found.
Well, we found that the claim was false, and we don't doubt the teachers perform a wonderful public service and without much expectation of high financial reward. But they have two sources of possible raises, the state government and local school boards. The last time the state gave teachers a raise was in December 2007, and that was 3%. But we found that at least 126 of the 132 school districts boosted teachers' pay 2 years ago during the 2008-09 year. And the average state pay went up 3.56% for teachers that year, according to the Department of Education. It's been a little tougher since then. Only 19 school districts increased school pay last school year, and this year statewide figures are not available. The VEA said some teachers have gone longer than 3 years without an increase, and our research shows that if you go back longer than 3 years, every school district in the state has boosted teachers' pay.
And you rated that false.
We did.
On the truthometer. All right, let's turn now to Wes Hester, who wrote about three other statements made by politicians. And Wes, it just happens that these three are all Republicans. Last Tuesday morning when we spoke, you reported on statements of three Democrats, and this time it just works out that all three of the politicians in question this week happen to be Republicans.
That's right, just a coincidence.
Right. The first one I want to ask you about is a statement made by Delegate Bob Marshall to the effect that we are going to go to jail if we don't buy health insurance under the Health Reform Act passed by Congress this year.
Right. Marshall suggests that you can actually be imprisoned for not paying the fines associated with health insurance. And we found that that is just not the case at all. He cites an exchange that occurred before the health care law was passed. And in fact, under the House version of the bill, prison would have been a remote possibility. But the Senate changed that. And the version of the law that was passed explicitly says someone shall not be subject to any criminal prosecution or penalty for not paying the fine. So Marshall's flat out wrong on the jail time. And since it's been several months since the law was passed, he's had plenty of time to figure that out, so we gave him a pants on fire.
Which means not only false, but ridiculously false.
Right.
Okay, then the next one you recently wrote about was a statement by newly elected Congressman Robert Hurt, a former state senator from Virginia. And he made a statement that the Democrats' health care reform law is, quote, a government takeover of health care. Now, that's a claim frequently made, particularly by Republicans in the most recent election campaign. But you checked it out. What did you find?
Right. This was actually recently named PolitiFact's Lie of the Year because it was just
at the national level, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just because it was so pervasive, like you said, and used by so many people. But the truth is, no matter how you feel about the health care reform law, it's just not a government takeover of the health care system. Takeover implies that the government would fund and operate the healthcare system, which is just not true. People are still buying insurance from private companies, and private hospitals are providing the care, and physicians aren't working for the government, so it's just not a takeover. Now, a lot of people said that the public option, which would have created a government-run insurance program to compete with the privates, was a sort of stalking horse for a single-payer system like they have in England and Canada, but even that was stripped out of the healthcare bill in the Senate. So while it's true to say that this does greatly increase government's regulations over the health care and increases Medicaid dramatically, it's not a takeover.
The government is not going to start operating the hospitals or employing doctors and nurses and so
forth. No, not under this law.
All right, so he got a false.
We gave him a false, right.
And the other statement you wrote about was by former governor and Senator George Allen, who may be gearing up to run for his old Senate seat against Senator Jim Webb. And he made a statement that Senator Webb, quote, persists on negating his fellow Democratic Senator Mark Warner's votes in the Senate. What'd you find on that?
Well, we found that that was not the case, not by a long shot. He says he persists on negating Warner, depriving Virginia of a voice in the Senate by using only two recent votes on which they differed. And that's wrong. Webb and Warner vote together the vast majority of the time, 87% in fact, and the two have agreed on almost every major vote in the past 2 years. The irony, of course, is that if a Republican joined Warner in the Senate, that percentage would be much lower, so there would be a lot more negating going on then. It's also wrong to say that it takes away Virginia's voice. It's just two opposing voices when they don't vote together. So that was another false.
Yeah, and I think you also examined his use of the word persists on that.
Right, right.
Twice isn't exactly a persistence.
Right, yeah.
Okay, thanks to both of you, Warren Fisk, the editor of PolitiFact at PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and reporter Wesley Hester. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday morning about this same time.
Okay, Wayne, see you then. Thanks
for
having us.
Thanks, fellas.
Bye-bye.